Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. From 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the following words. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. These are the words on which we want to build our faith this evening. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to Timothy, and in there he explains that we are all part of the body of Christ, which is the church. And just like in a part, in a regular body, the church depends on every part of it. One part serving and working with the other. Each has a distinct function. There are no two parts the same. Each has a specific task to accomplish. And when we all accomplish our part, then the church grows and is healthy. So, none is independent from the rest. We all depend and rely and work with one another. That's the harmony. A healthy body is a body in which all the parts work together. All the parts are interdependent. We are united all by the love of Christ, who is the head of the church. He alone is the head of the church. For that reason, I, in a meeting of our several departments or church council or the elders, do not allow one taking an issue with another and considering themselves better than the others. Just because the idea is his or hers, that should prevail. No. Around the table of Christ's work, there is one head, Jesus Christ. Nobody else gave his life for the church, only Christ. And by giving his life for the church, Christ acquires the ownership of the church. He is the Lord, he is the head, we are his body. I think you've done this, I do it regularly. Whenever I'm barefoot, I stub my little toe on a chair or on a table. And even though the toe is about 5 feet below my head, my whole semblance, my face grimaces in pain. It reads in pain. The whole body feels the pain. So this is not independent from what's happening down there. And it's a very painful experience, as you probably know yourself. We do that. But that is just to demonstrate to you tonight that the body is a unit. Food and fresh air are good for the body. We take care of our bodies. We take walks and we try to eat good food. Some of us eat too much good food, but that's part of life. We take care of our bodies by exercising them. And by taking care of them, medically speaking, we have checkups. We pay a lot of attention, we spend a lot of time and money with our bodies. We exercise and we rest, or at least try to rest properly. That's part of our care of our body. But we are not just physical beings. We also are endowed by our Maker with an immortal soul. And God, as you know, takes care of both soul and body. He is not just about spiritual matters. He also takes care of our soul. And for that, he gave us his word, the word of God. He nourishes it, our soul, through the body and the blood of our Lord. And through the exercises of faith, we make our soul, our faith, our relationship with God stronger. When the soul is happy, the whole body is happy. When the soul is strong, the whole body is strong. Because the soul that is strong is a soul that is connected with the Maker. And where the Maker is, there is no room for fear, for weakness, or illness, because the Maker is with us. So, we exercise our faith when we read, mark, and inwardly digest the Word of God. When we meditate, when we think about what we just read, how does this apply to us? Paul said, if the eye would say, since I'm not a foot, I'm not part of the body, that's silly. We are all different, but we are part of one body. For that reason, we ought to be very tolerant with one another. Patience, kind. We learn from the Lord Jesus how to live, how to carry out our part in the whole works of the body. If we just do our part faithfully, God will bless the doing of that part. And together as His body, as the church, we proclaim the gospel throughout the world. We do it individually in our own lives or corporately here in church. And the results are simply fantastic. You should see three reports that I received from the field 2 weeks ago. One from Rachel Meyer, where the little boys and girls in Bufuula, Uganda, are sharing the good news that Jesus was born for us with their villagers. These are 12-year-olds that our Rachel Meyer educates, and they got the idea to share the good news, that good news is to be shared. Jim and Sue Kaiser in Ethiopia are translating the Bible in parts to a new language called Amharic. And Sue sent me an email. She said, please pray for me that my brain won't leak too much knowledge of the Amharic language, because I need to help them with the translation of the book of Romans. And then the third report from South Africa, where the church is just exploding without any limits in sight. There were 8 pastors in the first seminary class that after 8 years of studying graduated as pastors. My cousin or second cousin opened up the enrollment for the second class, 70 enrolled. We have 25 congregations where there were none just 8 years ago. You see, it's exploding. They need the gospel, and they are hungry for it. And who is opening the doors for us? The Lord Jesus. There is a fourth report that just appeared on my table yesterday, and that is about the Eastern European, which is the former Helping Hands Bulgaria, that was founded by a member of our congregation, Linda Phillips, that employs grandmothers that go into the orphanages where they have 600, 700, 800 orphans or abandoned children and read to them Bible stories. That program is called Babas for Babies, Grandmothers for Babies. Many, many beautiful things are happening because you and I quietly here sustain the mission throughout the world. The body of Christ is not invisible. It is alive and well. And just as you cannot see, perhaps, the wind, you can see its action in a tree as it rustles the leaves. So we belong to each other, like parts of a body, work with each other. We members of the body of Christ also work with one another. We cry and we laugh together, and we build up together, and together we proclaim the gospel, that the body of Christ may grow, not only in New Berlin, but throughout the world. May God bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.